Yo, how's it going, you frighteningly smart primate you? This is Vikram Baligan. I'm back with another episode of The Plant Prof, the daily right now, for now, daily for now show about plant stuff. I just talk plants at you. And so I'm still doing this Napod Pomo thing where I post an episode every day in the month of November. But at some point at the, well, I know what point in December, this will go to a weekly show. My main Again, I don't really edit these. My main podcast, Planthropology, will continue in its fortnightly. I do it every other week, usually on the first and third Tuesday, fifth Tuesday, if it exists. But I've been doing a lot of bonus stuff, so it's never less than every other week, but sometimes it is more often. And so that's a show where I interview some smart plant people that are smarter than me, talking about their smart plant people things. So a lot of people had told me that I should do video podcasts where I, like, record them and put them on the YouTubes for the YouTube humans. I don't know. Do you YouTube humans actually watch podcasts on YouTube? I imagine the format's a little bit different because it's like, I don't want to edit out the flubs. That sounds like a lot of work. I might do it for this one because I'm talking all over myself, but generally I don't edit this show anyway. So I figured, why not? At least for The Plant Prof, I will put them on YouTube so you can watch them. I may go back and make audiograms with previous episodes. You can watch those too. It's real awkward because I'm using my phone for now and I'm just looking at myself as I record this. So if it's weird for you, it's weird for me too, I promise. So I've been promising for a few days to talk about different types of hydroponic systems. We introduced hydroponics several days ago before I went off on some tangents about life in grad school and science and other stuff. So there are six basic types of hydroponic systems. There are wick systems, water culture systems, sometimes called deep water systems, ebb and flow or flood and drain systems, drip systems, which can be recovery or non-recovery, NFT, which is nutrient film technique, and aeroponic systems. So these are all different types of hydroponics. So we're going to, today and tomorrow, talk about all these. I'm going to start with the first three and talk about wick systems, water culture, and ebb and flow. These are in some ways the most common, and they can be complicated in some ways, but in some ways these are real simple. So a wick system is pretty much what it sounds like. You have your plants growing in some kind of a tray with some kind of growing medium. Again, water culture or hydroponics, it doesn't use a traditional soil. It uses a lot of times a soilless growing media that might be perlite or vermiculite or some kind of foam. A lot of times people use these expanded clay beads that sit down in the trough, the plants grow down into it, and that's your system. So with a wick system, this tray with a media and your plants sits on top of a tub of water. And there are literal wicks that go down into the water and through capillary action pull water up into the grow bed where plants can use them. Usually these will use some kind of an air pump and an air stone to keep the water from going septic and to keep it oxygenated for the plants. There's some benefits for this one. It is fairly easy to do. You just need a tub and another tub and an air pump. Sometimes these use large amounts of water, right? But plants may need more water than the system can really provide. Because of the capillary action, these wicks are only going to provide water to the plants at a set rate. And sometimes the plants, especially as they get bigger, need more water than the wicks can provide. So you can add additional wicks, you can provide other means of supplemental water. But the benefit of this is you can grow larger plants in this. This is a growing media tub that your plants are in. The next one I want to talk about is called water culture. This is actually the simplest of every active hydroponic system. Usually the way these works is you have a big plastic tub and you have a piece of styrofoam that floats on top of it. That tub's full of water and nutrients. Your piece of styrofoam, or sometimes it's just a lid with holes punched in it, is what suspends the plants. The roots of the plant grow directly through that, directly into the water. These are roots, if you didn't. These are roots. And the roots pull the water and the nutrients directly up out of the water and through the system. Sometimes you'll see these used with aquaponic systems, which incorporates fish into the system to provide nutrients. These will also need some kind of an air pump to help make sure that your water stays oxygenated. Plants need oxygen at the roots and at all plant parts. So it's useful a lot of times to have an air pump with multiple air stones or have some way for that water to recirculate. Could be a fountain pump, could be something else. The last type of system I'm going to talk about today is an ebb and flow or flood and drain system. So this closely resembles the wick system in some ways. You have some kind of a growing bed that sits up above a tub of water. And a pump with that sits down in the tub with the water and the nutrient solution pumps water up into the grow bed, which then drains back down into the water holding tank. Now, there's different ways to do this. You can have active pumps on both sides. You can just have holes in the bottom of it that constantly drain water. But I had one of these in my office for a while, and it used what's called a Bell siphon to drain the water. So the pump was on, it actually ran constantly. The pump ran constantly. So it was constantly at a very slow rate filling up that tub. When that tub would get above, essentially a Bell siphon is kind of what it sounds like. It is a pipe that runs up into your top tank with a cap over it. The cap has holes drilled in it, and it kind of looks like a bell that sits on top of that pipe. So as the water fills in there, it eventually will get above the top of your pipe that you have drilled down through the bottom of that grow bed. When that happens, it starts a siphon. And because that bell sits down on top of it, pretty close to the bottom of your grow bed with holes cut in it, it'll pull water all the way down to the bottom of that bell to where your holes are drilled until it sucks air. As long as water is available and is above the top of that pipe and then the top of the little holes drilled in your bell, it'll continue to pull water. Water, it has two properties called cohesion and adhesion. Adhesion means that water tends to stick to other surfaces. That's how capillary action works. It sticks to the sides of a cell, like a tube, a really thin tube, a capillary, and moves. And then water is also cohesive, which means that one water molecule will stick to the next water molecule and pull it along. Think barrel of monkeys, except with individual water molecules. So as long as that Bell siphon is completely wet, completely underwater, it'll continue to pull water. As soon as it pulls air into the system, it breaks the siphon and it stops draining. Then your pump can continue to fill up that grow bed until it gets back over the top of that pipe, rinse and repeat forever. You can also do this with timers and different things like that. The important thing is that you create that time of water availability for the roots so the plants can pull up water and nutrients, as well as that time of air availability so the roots can dry out, absorb the oxygen they need to carry on respiration, all cells respire, and then it actually works pretty well. I grew tomatoes and peppers and lettuce and a few other things in my ebb and flow system, my flood and drain system. So all of these have some pros and cons. There are drawbacks and complexities to each, more than I can really go into in a 10-minute episode. If y'all like it, at some point I'll do videos on all these and show you specifically how they work. I may do a video on each of these different hydroponic systems. But for now, I think that's it. I think this video went okay. It's still super awkward. I don't like looking at myself. But apparently it's a thing that I should do, so I'm doing it. So yeah, see you tomorrow. We'll talk about the other three types of hydroponic systems.